Hello, everyone, and welcome to Voices of Brittany 28 Under 28. My name is Ms. Waymeyer, and I am introducing to you a special Monday edition of Voices of Brittany, where we meet a wonderful teacher by the name of Ms. Johnson, who is a lovely, lovely lady, who will be sharing about what her kids are doing for Black History Month. I hope you enjoy this special edition, and have a wonderful day. Hey, everyone. No, you're fine. Keep it natural. That's what it's all about. Hey, everyone. Good morning. Welcome to Voices of Brittany 28 Under 28, a BIPOC podcast for Black History Month, where we drop some knowledge on some top influencers that have impacted our community. Today is a little bit of a special episode treat, a Monday edition of Voices of Brittany. My name is Ms. Waymeyer, and I'm going to be coming to you live from Ms. Johnson's classroom with Ms. Lear and Ms. West. They are, and please tell me the right term, introduce yourself, Ms. Johnson. What classroom are we in?
Okay, so we are in the functional skills classroom, and we have the unique responsibility to help steward our children in basic skills, whether it is academic skills, whether it's life skills. That's basically what we do. So, of course, education is number one, so we're setting the foundation in academics, but we also teach them life skills, like the proper way to tell time, the how to set a table, a lot of the things that we're going to need, how to count money, you know, the life skills that they would need to be successful outside of their academic careers. So we set them up for life.
Thank you, Ms. Johnson.
You're welcome.
And we're going to go over to Ms. Lear, one of our awesome paraprofessionals. Say hi, Ms. Lear.
Hello, everyone.
Tell the people a little bit about yourself.
Well, I've been a TA here for about a year and a half, and I love it. I wouldn't want to work anywhere else. And Mrs. Johnson has been phenomenal, absolutely a wonderful, wonderful teacher. In addition to what we do work on also is some of the soft skills, empathy and gratitude. Yeah. We really try to bring those things out in students and, we demonstrate it, we show videos, and they really kind of understand the concept or getting the concept of that and just part of their education as well.
Awesome. Thank you, Ms. Lear. And we do have Ms. West. She is currently in a class. Can you say hi, Ms. West? She is waving from afar. Even though we can't see it, you can feel it. All right. So for this special episode, you know, we're all talking about inclusion. We're talking about making sure that everyone is included in society. And Ms. Johnson has an awesome project. As you know, people, it is Monday, and teachers on Monday have a hard time speaking, yeah. So I apologize. But Ms. Johnson has a wonderful project that she is teaching her kids, and we would love to drop some knowledge to the people about what you're doing with the kids.
All right. So I'm over here smiling. If you guys can see, I'm smiling from ear to ear. I don't know if it's more nervousness or what, but
it's okay. I teach drama, and I'm nervous all the time.
So I was sharing with Ms. Waymeyer that our students are working on a Black Excellence project. And what that entails is they're going to make a poster collage of what Black excellence looks like to them. I know in school, you know, we're always drilling in them their history, which is important because we don't know where we're going if we don't know where we've been, right? But with this project, we're focusing more on what it looks like to them. So we want the students to really have a voice in the matter. So I gave them examples. You know, Black excellence to you can be somebody in your neighborhood, you know, your local pastor. It can be your uncle, your aunt, anybody who you feel, or they feel, shall I say, inspires them to be great, you know, has poured into them in some kind of way and have caused them to really want to do better and be better. So some of my students are saying, hey, that's my mom for me. I said, well, hey, put her on the collage, you know, and be ready to share why she is that definition of Black excellence to you. I did ask for a few historical leaders or, you know, influential people just to make sure that they are retaining the knowledge that the ladies and I are teaching them. But we really want it to be more personal, more personal, more intimate, that that I can say. So anybody who has been an influence to them that, of course, is black or brown, we really want to give the children a chance to highlight them. So,
and I think, Ms. Johnson, what she said was very important was that you don't have to look far for individuals that influence you.
Yeah.
So I encourage all that listen to this mini podcast is just to look around you and see who influence you and gives you what is your black excellence, what is your black voice, and just really embrace it. Like I would say, my mom is one of the most important people. She's passed away, but she taught me to always have a voice and be proud of who I am,
Yeah. You
know, and this podcast for Black History Month can be extended more than just February, because Black History Month can be celebrated whenever. And I think what Ms. Johnson is doing with her kids, which I can consider the underrepresented community,
Yeah. We
have to make sure that we can include them.
Yeah.
They are just a part of our family. Just because they're in a different room and not in the general education population does not mean that their voices cannot be heard.
Yeah.
And so I'm glad that Ms. Johnson is able to share with us, and Ms. Lear and Ms. West,
Yeah. The
importance of how Black excellence can transform a classroom.
Yeah. Oh, wow. So, you know, Ms. Waymire is giving, trying to cause some emotions to rise. I'm getting a little teary eyed, but it's the truth, because I think
a lot
of our children do feel excluded, you know, and I think just the fact that you came in to want to get connected to see what's going on, it means so much.
Oh, you're going to make me cry.
It really does mean so much. So I think we cover a lot, even in our PDs, we cover a lot, but sometimes the room or the children who are classified as, special needs, sometimes they get overlooked, you know, so a chance to have them showcase and a chance to have them shine, it means more than you all will ever know. So thank you.
So the best thing, because I'm getting emotional over here too. Our mission here, especially with myself as Ms. Waymire and Ms. Johnson and Ms. Lear and Ms. West, is to make sure that we honor everyone's voices. And just by Ms. Johnson being here and promoting this Black Excellency Project to all of our kiddos is something that should really be admired. I know we talked about different types of issues that can be dealt in a larger episode, but that can be talked about at a different time. But please stay tuned to Ms. Johnson's Excellence Project. We will be touching base with her later in the weeks. But that's all that we have for today. We hope that you enjoy this mini Voices of Brittany little podcast introduction to your week about Black excellence and how our voice is very important. We hope you have a wonderful day. Waymire out, and we'll see you on Friday.